Time now for StoryCorps, collecting personal histories of Americans from across the country. Martin Levin spoke with his granddaughters at a StoryCorps booth in Atlanta. He's 92 now. Back in the 1930s, he went to college to become a teacher. Here, Martin Levin talks about a classmate he just couldn't get along with.
There was a girl in the class that I was in who was the most obnoxious, most difficult, the most awful person I ever met in my life. When I was put up as president of the student body, she created a groundswell against me, and I lost that job, and I hated her. So I married her. That was the only way to get back at her. That marriage lasted 67 years.
What is the hardest thing you've ever done?
Deal with grief. That's hard for me. I had a relationship with my wife that was so complete that we did everything together. And so when she died, I found a big vacuum of time open. I don't mind taking the dog for a walk, but that only takes about a half hour or so. Big problem is everybody's given up on finding me a girlfriend.
That is not what I heard.
No, I'm telling you. I have lots of ladies who are fun to be with. This woman lives right down the street. Really lovely lady. And I had an extra seat for the opera, and she very graciously came and fell asleep right on my shoulder. And at intermission, she got up and looked around and said, "Oh, my God, I've been sleeping on your shoulder." I said, "That's all right. You're the first woman I've slept with in 6 years." Listen, I've had a great life.
You're still having a great life.
Yeah. Well, I feel that every day I get up is a new learning experience for me.
Martin Levin with his granddaughters Zoe Crow and Jennifer Goebel. Their conversation will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can get the podcast at npr.org.